Recording.
Okay, Shkoyach. Okay, so I just want to talk a bit about the nature of the safe environment itself. We spoke about this early in the year when we spoke about Nevuah, Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu, just to speak out various different shitot. Well, the big question is what's special about safe environment. It's called the Mishnah Torah, which apparently means a repeat of the Torah. So what's really going on? What's the goal of Sefer Devarim? The main question begins because almost all of Devarim is this one long speech, what, 37 days long, I think it is, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, you think you've had a long shir when you go to Moshe's shir klali, but this is 37 days. 37-day speech of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's his words, lichora. You know, it's his speaking in the first person. It's not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking first person. It's not Moshe. There's no way the Be'er Moshe of Bnei Yisrael. It's just a whole longer thing. It's all Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's going on? So the Ramban. Well, before then, the Gemara Megillah, very famously comparing the Brachot and the Klalot in Vayikra to the Brachot and the Klalot in the Mishnah Torah and Devarim, talks about the difference. There's one difference is was in Lashon Rabbim, Lashon Yachid, but the other difference is Halalu Moshe Mipi Gavura Amran, Halalu Moshe Mipi Yatzma Amran. Sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu said basically almost all of it, the whole of Sefer Devarim Mipi Yatzma. It was his own words. He was coming up with the ideas himself. The problem is that it's untenable. Because if it was true that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking and giving himself over in Sefer Devarim, then it wouldn't be part of the Torah. It would be the first of the Sifrei Nevi'im. The uniqueness of Torah is it's Davka Devar Hashem, right? And it's a perfect, rendering of Devar Hashem into the words of Hashem and the content of Hashem. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing of man inside the Torah Bichlal. Now, how can we say Moshe Piyat Smarna? So there are a few different directions here. The Abar Benel makes this amazing claim that there is nothing new whatsoever in Sefer Devarim. Right? It's diametrically opposed to what the Ramban writes at the beginning of Sefer Devarim. The Ramban writes, yes, Sefer Devarim is there's a few more explanations of mitzvahs that were already given. And now and again, there are a few extra mitzvahs that hadn't been given yet. Why do we need a few more explanations to give extra chizuk or things that people didn't understand? And then there's a few extra mitzvahs which weren't really relevant in the Midbar. They'll only be relevant once you get to Eretz Yisrael. There's a few extra going into a bit deep or adding things along. Your Rabbi says, no, there can be nothing new in Sefer Devarim. Why? What is Sefer Devarim? It's Moshe Rabbeinu's explanation of all the mitzvahs that came beforehand in the Torah. But there can't be anything new because Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. And if it was new, then it couldn't come from Moshe Rabbeinu. There can only be an explanation. Okay, so your Rabbeinu's explanation is problematic on two accounts. Number one, later Farshim have a go at the Ramban, really, and the Abar Benel, really, going to tell me marriage wasn't relevant in the Midbar? We only find about the mitzvah of Kiddushin and Gerushin in Sefer Devarim. What, it wasn't relevant earlier on? And you have to justify that every time looks like there's a new mitzvah in Sefer Devarim, that it's not really a new mitzvah. It's just an explanation of something already meant before or was ren as before. The Barabel does this because it looks new to you, but really I'll show you how it's already hinted out earlier on. And many of these examples are very, very different. So the other direction to go in is the diametric opposite direction of the Ramban, and that's the Mara and others, that say that basically, no, it's true, there is something different going on in Sefer Devarim, but we should never think that there's anything, not in the words, and neither in the content that came from Moshe Rabbeinu. he was giving the speech himself. So basically, let's talk about the difference between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. In Torah Shebichtav, what was special about Torah Shebichtav is not only is the content from Hashem, but also the phraseology, the packaging, the wording also is from Hashem. These are the exact words that Hashem wanted us to have. Right? Mamash, the packaging is from Hashem as well. Torah Shebaalpeh, the content ultimately is from Hashem. It's all Torah from Hashem. But the way it's phrased, the way it's organized, the whole packaging of it is entirely from man. And the only thing that's passed on, that the words of the Gemara have no Kedusha per se. It's the contents of the Gemara that says Kedusha. That's where the Torah is. The words are the way that the Maraim and Tanaim decided to phrase things. Sefer Devarim is somewhere in between. Sefer Devarim, on the one hand, it's Torah Shebichtav, so the content and the wording has to come from Hashem. On the other hand, it's Moshe's words, so it's Moshe's words and not Hashem's words. So how do you deal with that? So Chazal there is talk about this idea of Moshe Baspaklaria Mi'ira. The Moshe Rabbeinu, everything he saw of Hashem, he saw, described, wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective on what Hashem has said. It was exactly what Hashem wanted. Or another way of explaining it is, Hashem, the Shechina Medaberes B'toch Grono. The Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, but what he spoke was Devar Hashem. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu refined himself to such a madrega, what he wanted to say was in perfect harmony with Devar Hashem. There was no gap. With every other Navi, there's a certain amount of a gap between what Hashem's trying to communicate and what that Navi is able to communicate. And therefore, there's a little bit of a Navi in the words of what the Navi says, which isn't what Hashem wanted to say. Moshe Rabbeinu refined himself to such an extent that when he explained the Torah or when he was explaining the mitzvot, that there's no gap between him and Hashem. So there's nothing which is Moshe Rabbeinu which isn't Hashem. It is Moshe Rabbeinu and it's also Hashem. In this case, there must be something of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. No, because Moshe Rabbeinu refined himself so much, he was in perfect harmony with Hashem. And that's really there's the Torah, there's Sefer Devarim, and there's rest of Torah Shebichtav, Shebaalpeh. The Torah is, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was just flowing through his throat. Moshe Rabbeinu, there was nothing of Moshe Rabbeinu there. In Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu was there, but there was no gap between Moshe Rabbeinu and Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then Torah Shebaalpeh, so there's this gap, it's our understanding of Torah that Hashem gave us, us phrasing it in the way that we understood. So the Maharal says it the following way. He says, whenever you give one thing, you're trying to give over an idea from one person to another, there's the Notting's perspective and the Makabel's perspective. And by definition, there's always going to be a gap between the Notting and the Makabel. And he says, the first four books of Torah is Kosh Baruch's perspective. It's an exalted perspective, which isn't necessarily something we're always toe-faced entirely. He says Torah Shebaalpeh is entirely our perspective in Torah, right? And the chiddush is it's called Torah. That's part of the big chiddush of Torah Shebaalpeh. Despite the fact it's us giving our explanations of Torah, it has a shame chefzer of Torah. Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective. It's like he is involved of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, but because he achieved such a madrega that there was no longer any gap between what Hashem wanted us to receive as being a makabel and what Rabbeinu was actually being makabel. And that explains and Sefer Devarim why there are differences between the Aseret HaDibrot in Parshas Yitro and Parshas Veschanan, because one is really perspective of the Notain, therefore is a more exalted perspective, wise perspective of the Makaba, and therefore is a more earthly perspective. And the classic example of that is Shabbat. Why do we keep Shabbat? Because of my separatius, the Kedusha of Shabbos, or because of our freedom as human beings? We're no longer avat. All this really gives a very interesting perspective on Torah Shabbat. Basically, the way I presented it until now is there's Torah Shabbat parent, and Devarim is in the middle, but it's not really that way around. There was Torah, and Sefer Devarim was mechadesh the possibility of man's perspective and Hashem Chalos Torah. In other words, what gives Torah Shebaal Peh, based on man's perspective, justification, is Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim is the introduction, the first step towards this idea that actually man can have a chelek in expressing what the Torah is. So when we all sit down in our chevrusas and start coming up with chakiras and explaining what's going on in the Torah, and that explanation really being considered Torah, the prototype for that is Sefer Devarim. So that's one thing to realize. It's not Sefer Devarim in the middle. It's Sefer Devarim is the Hakdama to the rest of Torah Shebaal Peh. The second thing is Sefer Devarim teaches us how to do it. The way to do it is by raising ourselves up. In other words, what we're trying to do, on the one hand, we're giving our explanation. But if we want our explanation to be true, and to be true and Chefsa of Torah, so first we have to raise ourselves up to the point where the way we see things is at harmony with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees things, which requires the refinement of the person to a very high madrega. And the more refined the person is, the more Siyata Shemaya has, and the more that his perspective is really the Torah's perspective. That's what is very famous in the Shiva Shavuot, that if a Rishon says something with a Raya, so it's only good as the Raya they bring. But if some Rishon says something and says, Venira Li, so that's, wow, you can't argue on that. Why? Because then it's not based on a specific Raya. It's based on their whole appreciation of Korah Torah Kola, on their personal feeling of what Torah is. That's a much higher Madrega. It's coming from a deeper place. It's like my understanding of Korah Torah Kola makes me push this direction. Like if you ever heard Rav Asher Weiss speak, he always at some point this year goes Libi Omerli. That Libi Omerli is, I'm interested in the labor of Rav Asher Weiss, because I believe the labor of Rav Asher Weiss has been he's raised himself up that when they Libi Omerli, it's worth a lot less, and if some school kid says it, it's worth even less. But that's the point. The person raises his lave up higher and higher. So he's approaching what we see in Sefer Devarim, and then the Libi Omerli has a tremendous value. Okay, we should all be zoicha to be able to be justifiably say Libi Omerli and have that chelek in Torah Shabbat. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everyone.